Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. John has got a report on Colossus being built in Rhode Island.
Rhodes of Greece. This is Rhodes.
Rhodes of Greece. I know. When I first saw it, I'm like, Rhode Island, they're building this thing. You got to see this thing. I don't know if you have an image of it.
Yeah, this is a pretty amazing thing. Apparently, this is sun god Helios.
Do you have it up? Is it up?
Yeah, there's a picture of it. This is
50 feet tall.
Well, no, originally this was actually constructed 292 BC, and it was 100 foot tall.
Then.
And it was a huge, huge thing, you know. And
I was going to start, I thought it said Rhode Island. They're going to build this in Rhode Island?
No, no.
Okay.
54 years this thing stood tall until an earthquake took it down. I think God had something to do with that. But this is a sun god, and they were basically worshiping it. And they said it was so massive at the time when they built this. This is 292 BC that even when it came and crumbled down, people would gather just to see how marvelous this structure was. And they said grown men would surround just the thumb of this thing. Well, guess what? Greek, with all the hardship they've had financially.
1,000 men surrounded the thumb?
No, several men would surround just the thumb of this statue when it crumbled down. They would come just to see the rubble so massive. Well, Greece, of all places, I mean, they've had such financial hardships.
Well, it's the beginning of the domino, collapse.
Yes. They're talking about resurrecting this thing, of all things, rebuilding it, not at 100 feet.
So instead of turning to God, they're turning to gods.
To the sun god,
The small g gods.
500 feet, five times. We have this video we want you to see.
This is what it looks like inside of it and what it looks like outside of it.
You want to see this. This is amazing.
Tell us a little bit about it, why we were watching this. Because this is like a visual of what it's going to look like.
Absolutely.
Inside, 50 stories tall.
Yeah.
You know, and almost, I think about going in the Statue of Liberty. You know, it looks some similarities.
Yeah, this thing's going to be 500 feet tall. They're going to put office space inside of it. It's going to have what kind of library. But I want you to take a look at this video as we talk right through it.
So this is looking at this Colossus.
Right, Colossus of Rhodes.
It's located here, right?
Yeah, and it started out, I mean, this already was original structure back in 292
Rhodes,
BC, and it was 54 feet tall, and there's a whole history behind it and why they created it.
That's actually what it looked like.
And people with ships, it's right there in the harbor, and they're trying to bring this thing back. A core of European engineers, coming together with a collective. And they're trying to raise it close to
celebrating their big builds and things they're building.
$300 million project that they're trying to raise. Almost, equivalent size of Statue of Liberty.
Right.
And they're getting all these artists together and they're trying to, you know, build this thing because they want to revive the economy of all things, Greg, in Greece. They think that this is going to be the answer. Not turning to God, but turning to this thing.
They're going
to
build this huge thing?
This is what it's going to look like.
Oh, my goodness.
Look how huge. Wait till you get on the inside of this thing. Uh-huh. This is Helios.
You can get in the inside of it?
Oh, yeah. They're going to build all. It's an exhibit. They're going to have art. They're going to have office space on the inside. They have steel structure built on this thing that can withstand
hurricane winds.
Sun god. Do you want this in your community? You want this in your world? This is horrible. Wait till you get to see the inside of this thing. How they're trying to pitch this to the world, but they're trying to revive economy.
Look at people walking in his hand.
In his hand. Look how huge in the context of how big they are in relation to his fingers.
Oh, this is like looking inside of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
This false god.
So they're going to, you know, it's basically like a world center where they're going to come, a cultural center. They're going to look inside of it. They're going to see all different things going on. They're trying to build a huge economy based upon it.
Yes.
And it's a collective, I believe, of over 27 European engineers and designers that are coming together. They have another video that talks about the construction, the steel that's inside this thing is really
to make this god.
To make this god. And it's just absolutely amazing. And why? Why would Greece want to do this? It's projected $283 million. And they're wanting to revive their economy. And they think that this is going to be the key.
Because they're contributing to the sun god.
Sun god. This restaurant's at the very top of the hand and it spins all the way around. You're looking at it right now. It's going to end with that. There's a restaurant.
I'm telling you, when the pressure's on, you find out who you are.
Mm.
Who do you turn to?
Yeah.
Greece is turning
to a sun god. They're turning to a false god that's no god at all.
Mm-hmm.
But yet they created it in a way that when you read about the true God and his strong arms and his big hands and, you know, his he's in control and it's powerful, you know, that, you know, you have people walking around in this simulated, you know, it hasn't been built yet, by the way. It may never be built.
Yeah.
But and this is a country that's borrowing money to stay afloat.
Borrowing money, getting bailouts from Germany one after the other.
It's in crisis. Riots are taking place. Yeah. And they're turning towards not God, but these false gods. And we as a nation are going to be under great pressure.
Mm.
You know, where are we going to turn? This is where Greece, and Greece is described as like the beginning of dominoes, financial collapses, where Greece falls, then other ones begin to fall in the European Union. It travels all the way around to Mexico. They call a bank holiday. Mm. I mean, it affects the national economy. And you're seeing those things take place right now. And it's just surprising that they would turn to something like that. So when you hear somebody says, this is Colossus, this is colossal, what they're really saying, they're comparing back to this the statue before, you know, what, 230 BC?
292 BC.
292 BC. And it's just like, oh my goodness, you know, what you learn from history.
Will man learn.
What you learn from history is that you don't learn from history. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.